Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Woo, Whisperers, I hope you all are safe and have had a great week. It's always so good to be back in our safe zone in the Whisperers Lounge. I tell you, I have had a full week. It has been crazy in the office, but it's always a good crazy, and I'm excited to be here. Let me just tell you all, today my allergies have been so bad. I tell you, my nose feels like it's huge, so if I sound a little muffled today, I apologize to you all, but I'm battling with a little bit of allergies this afternoon. So, you know, we're going to get through it because guess what? We're on to bigger and better and living happier lives. You know, I'm ready to have you all join the conversation. So if you have questions, please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whisperers, you know, Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They put into each and every one of our episodes a live chat box so you can drop your questions, your comments, if you need me to reiterate something or even to go in a little deeper. You know, just drop it in that chat box and your girl will have it covered. And don't forget, you know, we are excited because today we have our private Zoom room here, and in there are the Dames That Love Books. They're from Lansing, Michigan. They said it's a little chilly, but it's a great time. They look so nice. I love chatting with them and hearing all the great things that they have going on. And these ladies are the life of a good party. It's no wonder they're in that chat box with in that Zoom room right now and in the chat box. They have the cocktail mocktail. I tell you, did you get yours? Well, if you didn't, I have to tell you guys, you really are missing it because there's a lot of thought that goes into each cocktail or mocktail that comes into each episode. And so even with regards to what's being shared inside of the newsletter, it's so beautiful and informative that you really should. There's a live link that's in the description box. And let me just tell you this, there's something special that's coming down the pike that I'm going to be announcing and putting also in our newsletter. So you're going to want to be a part of it so you can really subscribe and also get in on it. So there's things coming. I'm going to let you all know as we go through and as it gets closer what it is as well. And so that is something that we're going to really be using and implementing is our real conversations between you Whisperers and myself is through that newsletter. So make sure you click on the link in the description box. Don't forget you can call in at 516-595-8091. So are you ready to get into today's show? Happiness in letting go. You know, I love to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition. So, you know, this is not going to be any different. So we're going to get the meaning or the understanding of let go. It means to relinquish one's grip, release, and to relinquish means to voluntarily cease to keep or claim or to just give it up. Okay, let me give it to you again. Let go means to relinquish one's grip, to release. And to relinquish means to voluntarily cease to keep, claim, to give it up. Whew. Whisperers, simply hearing that meaning allows us to know exactly where and how this discussion is going to go. It kind of is already our GPS into this discussion. So if you're familiar with GPS, you know you put your directions, your coordinates in of where you want to go. And in a friend of friend's words, GPS tells you how to get there exactly. Well, that definition is our GPS of where this discussion is going to go and the pathway that we're going to take to get there. So when I hear this particular phrase, which it may mean something different to many of you, but what it basically means is stop trying to manipulate the things you have no control over. Stop manipulating. See, that word there is also powerful because we know what it is to be manipulated, where somebody's always trying to control and take over and not allow things to happen. But when we let go, it means that we're releasing it. We're not holding on to these things. It means that we're relinquishing. You know, I've worked with thousands of clients, and many of them tell me they just want the ability to accept certain things and let go of other things. And I mean, I think in all honesty, that's all of us. We all want the ability to do that and to be able to see ourselves clear of certain aspects. And it seems like they are drowning in the things they cannot let go of. Now, you all can't say a show of hands, but in the Zoom room, you can, and you can put in the chat box. How many times have you felt like, oh, I just can't let go of it, and it just seems to be driving your every thought, your every motion, they all are like putting in there like, yes, yes, yes. So whispers holding on to the past can be a conscious decision, just like letting go can be that same conscious decision. And moving forward can be a conscious decision as well. So we have choices, which moves us closer to living happier lives. Remember, we even had the discussion about choosing happiness, that we had to make a choice. And see, when we have to make a choice, it means that you have to sit in that space, in that place of reasoning at times. We're going to get into it. Because see, I don't want to jump the gun and run into things before we really get there. Because as I tell you, we always are going to travel that circle so all the dots start to line up correctly. See, the one thing that connects us as human beings is our ability to feel pain. That's what connects us. And whether that pain is physical or emotional, we all have experiences of being hurt. All of us. Even children have experienced it because guess what? They've been hurt, sometimes disappointed or let down. We all have gone through something that has hurt us, even if it's a matter of a loss. And what separates us, though, is how we deal with that pain. So what separates us is the way we deal with things, the way we process things. And see, research has found that when emotional pain prevents you from healing from a situation, it's a sign that we aren't moving forward in a growth-oriented way. Wow. See, when we allow ourselves to stagnate or sit in and resonate in such a place of negativity, it keeps us from developing. It keeps us from moving forward as people. And I always think, like, sometimes you look at people and you think to yourself, well, why is it that they just can't, you know, start to pick up the pieces slowly and little by little? Because as I said, it's choices that we make. It's ways that we allow things to imprint on us. Notice the words that I use. And I tell you all that all the time because those words are powerful, because when we imprint something, it's an indelible mark. It has a roll-off. So if you think about it, when you have certain things that are imprinted or they're embossed in a certain way, it has kind of a feel to it. You can feel it slightly, and it's engraved into it. We don't want things to be that way, because then guess what? That works. Sometimes things are engraved in certain ways that we do have to do the necessary work of sandblasting it up so it can be removed. See, those are the challenges that we face in letting go. So deciding to hold on to the past will hold you back from creating a strong sense of happiness. I'm just going to keep holding on to it. I'm just going to carry it around. How many times have you met somebody who just cannot let go of something, and then every time you guys are talking about something or whatever, it just seems to come back up again, and it's like, wasn't that like 13 years ago? Oh, yes, but, you know, I'll just never get over it. But do you ever realize what it's doing to you because you just never will get over it? It's just literally decaying you, and it's rotting. Imagine if you had a piece of fruit that you kept for 6 months in a dish. What would happen to that piece of fruit? Or maybe you forgot that you had something, and all of us have experienced something in this way, that you forgot that you had something in the refrigerator, and lo and behold, when you found it, you was almost horrified. You threw the dish away. You wanted to throw almost the refrigerator away with it, because it's just that way. And unfortunately, as people, that's what happens when you just don't let go of things or don't face things in the right way. See, Whisperers, some people have trouble letting go of their pain or other unpleasant emotions about their past because they think those feelings are part of their identity, of what makes them them, that if they get rid of this, who are they? You're going to be a better person. You're going to be a more happy person. You're going to feel more fulfilled. You're going to have that space in that place of your heart that can now allow the sunlight in, and bigger things can come in and filtrate in there and fill that space and that void. And in some ways, they might not know who they are without their pain, which makes it impossible for them to let go and move into happiness. And this isn't where we want to keep finding ourselves. We don't want to keep on always being in that same space. Remember, we talked about in one of our conversations about living life as if it was a Groundhog's Day, that every day you wake up and it's the same thing, the same occurrence, the same situation. We can't live and thrive as people in that way. Letting go allows us to have that air. You notice how I said that? Letting go. Air into it. I put life into that word so it can express the feeling of what it does. See, Whisperers, if we're able to let go and start accepting things as they are instead of how you'd like them to be, you'll find that you'll suffer less from the problems of stress. And I mean, life has enough stress in it in itself. Instead of heaping on more from the things that we can start to work on and uproot and remove, you'll find that you have less emotional stress. Emotional ties to the past or to the future will not seem so bleak. But how do we begin to do this? How do we begin to take those steps into letting go? How do we begin to let go so we can begin to live happier lives? You know, I always love to give you all master keys in every discussion, You know, at this point in time, you know, I tell you that you need to get your proverbial keychains out. And this discussion, the keychains, this is the keychain of all keychains. And I want you to realize that this keychain and the master keys that open this, they even have for secret locks that are of the chambers and hallways of your heart and your mind. These are the locks that are so hidden away that no one else knows about. So that's what these master keys are going to do, is open those corridors and those hallways so we could sweep that dust out of there and get rid of what is sitting there and festering. We're finally going to go in and treat the area that needs to be treated. You're getting your medical bags out today as well. Because, see, there may be sutures that may need to be applied. There may be places and spaces inside of that area in those corridors and hallways that need to be fixed because there's deep wounds. And we cannot be afraid to go in those hallways. But, see, with these ultra keys that we're going to tap into, they're going to help you not to be afraid, and they're going to help you to build upon what it is and to really make sure that you're equipped. Now, notice the word equipped to handle these things. You know, I think this is a great place for us to hear a word from our sponsor.
We all know that life can get a little overwhelming sometimes. You have so many things going on at once. It's hard to keep track. La Paz Image Consultants, a full-service luxury international agency, will help you embrace your life, family, career, and wardrobe. Visit www.lapazimageconsultant.com to book your free consultation.
Wow. So, you know, I hope you all are ready to really start working with your master keys. Because, see, we're going to even release some of the shackles that have been placed on you. So remember in last week's episode, I shared with you all about the movie Frozen. And in regards to Elsa, who always, she's the main character in Frozen. And she always was afraid of what could happen or what might happen if she allowed herself to feel. And, you know, she kept saying to conceal and to hide. Don't allow them to know. Don't allow them in. Which in turn led to some extreme situations. I mean, some really extreme situations. But as soon as Elsa let go and let it, she became happier. She became free and no longer felt the limits and restraints that were placed upon her from her fear, the fear that her parents had, the limitations that were placed on her from others, the fear of not being able to be who she really was and to be present. And we must do the same exact thing as she did. She let it go. We have to allow ourselves comfortable with ourselves. And sometimes that requires us to even take a deeper dive into who we are. Because sometimes those feelings and that moments that we should let go and we have to let go of is because we have placed unrealistic expectations. We have placed fear as our guide. We have put the burden upon ourselves, and we have reworked the GPS that it keeps leading to the same dead-end street. We, you, me, and anyone else that is going through these things have to realize that we are the gatekeepers. We have the control of the keys, and sometimes it requires of us to take that look. and requires us to look at the past. And from the beliefs that we aren't enough, or that we are just simply not being able to reach our potential. You know what a burden that is, or how heavy that is to carry around day in and day out? Whew. I feel for clients and people that come in and we're talking about these things, and even building this discussion, it just vibrated at such a different decimal that I knew I wanted to birth this conversation in our safe zone, that we can start to eliminate some of these things. And I think we need to dig into our master keys, and I'm going to really lean into these with you and really be able to shed real light upon them. So pin mark the episode here, so if you miss any of them, you can come back and pick up your master keys, because you can't have your keys work correctly without all of them. And so sometimes we have to come back and gather them again and not be afraid to come back again and again if necessary. And then there's a point and a place and a space that we may need to share what we are learning, because maybe the ones that are in our immediate circle, or those that we are gelling with or vibrating with, or our support systems, need to have these keys as well. Don't be afraid to share them. Don't keep them all to yourself, because it has to be a benefit. So let's get into our first master key. The first master key is this: create a positive mantra to counter the painful thoughts. Create a positive mantra to counteract the painful thoughts. See, whisperers, I don't even know if you realize how that really goes hand in hand with the power of self-talk. And how you talk to yourself can either move you forward or keep you stuck. And often, having a mantra that you tell yourself in times of emotional pain can help you reframe your thoughts. So it's funny, every time we really get into our discussions, it will always circle back around to one of our powerful main components. Because remember in season 2 on October the 22nd, that was in 2021, we really pulled back the curtain and opened up all the different layers of this discussion on the power of self-talk. And in that discussion, I gave you 4 categories. So I want you to go back and listen to that episode if you are still struggling with harnessing this powerful tool, with really understanding how this master key really works. See, this master key is so dynamic that if you don't understand how it works, you cannot really utilize it. And so in turn, we have to be willing to go back in and do the necessary work to really be able to put things forward and to use them correctly. How we speak into ourselves can destroy our happiness and keep us from not being able to let go and move forward. These are elements that keep us growing as people when we learn to apply them correctly. So I told you all that I had did affirmations for you, and I had put them into the Instagram that you can go take pictures of them, place them on the front of your phone when you needed them. I'm about to turn out some new ones, so over the weekend, you all go visit the Instagram page so you can pick up your new set of affirmations as well, because See, we have to continue to do these things. It's not that one and done kind of mentality that keeps us from going back and falling back into these bad habits. So that's why I said, are you utilizing your master keys? Because see, we have poured into this and we have developed our mindset in a way that we want to keep it growing. And these are the elements that we have to keep. Create a positive mantra to counter the painful thoughts. I'm not enough. Oh, I am enough. And I am happy because I am fulfilling to myself. And I bring joy into my space because I see my potential. Now, how powerful is that? That you speak that into yourself instead of tearing yourselves down. I'm abundant in happiness. I see opportunities to rise every chance that I get. I am better today than what I was yesterday, and I will be even greater tomorrow. Now, how powerful is that statement? I just spoke this into this microphone and it just revved me up just saying those words, because that is what harnessing the power of self-talk does. Have you picked up your master key with that? Have you learned to utilize that master key yet? So if you haven't, go do the necessary work. Go listen to the episode again and let it resonate and vibrate at a different decimal for you. Because sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to sit with things so we can start to uproot the negative, so we can start to uproot the doubt. It's powerful. Your second master key is this. Do your own work. What? Do your own work. This one is something that many need to do, which is focusing on yourself, because it's important. Choice to address the hurt that you've experienced. You have to make a choice to address the hurt that you've experienced. Now, this is something that many of you might have to face and address, but it's something that you can do. I want you to know that sometimes you have to have professional help. Sometimes we can't do everything ourselves. Sometimes we can't understand certain elements or what it is that we have to let go of because it's a deeper set of problem or issues. And if it's been something traumatic that you've gone through in your life, you have to be able to deal with it in a safe space and place. But not all therapists are the same. So let me just tell you all that too. So if you're dealing with trauma, a lot of times you have to go to like a cognitive behavioralist or a behavioral therapy that can help you safely unpack all the emotions, that can safely help you to unpack and to really address step by step of what things are and how those issues have placed certain inroads and how you're to let go so you can be whole in that aspect of traveling in that road, but safe. Because see, when you do deeper work on yourself when it comes to traumas, you have to have the right support. Because, see, you're unpackaging so many issues. The depression is real, and it has real effects. But when we have the right support, it is able to really guide us and help us in a way that is going to be beneficial. We can't be afraid to get the needed help when it comes to letting go. And especially when it comes to letting go of past hurts, past traumas that keep us on a cycle and on that merry-go-round constantly, day in and day out. But we can't be afraid to look at ourselves and tap into the deeper work that we need to uproot these things from our lives. Notice the word work keeps coming up. Notice the word work keeps coming up. So it means that it requires action on our part. Action. You know, Whisperers, sometimes when I have these discussions and I'm building them out, and it's so funny because Thursday we had a powerful discussion inside of the club that I'm partnered with, Joy Ruffin. She's just such a dynamic woman. She's beautiful. She's just a sweet person. And we were speaking about certain elements of quotes and being transparent and building on aspects of our lives and in podcasting and radio personalities and all. And one of the quotes that we had shared in there is that, you know, time is an element. And we are always taking things and we're always not willing to give ourselves the time that we need. But we should sit in that space and allow ourselves that moment. So I so appreciate the comment in the chat box. Thank you. I'm glad you're really enjoying the conversation. It is powerful and it's such, you know, important for us to really have these types of discussions. And it's important for us to really pull back the curtain on these discussions. So let's get our third master key. It's practice mindfulness. We've taken such a deep dive on this one as well. You know, we really took a deep dive on the practice of mindfulness. And we know the more we can bring our focus to the present moment, the less impact our past has on us. And allows us to be open to what our future can imprint upon us. See, being present, being in that moment is powerful. And see, that's what mindfulness is. It allows us to be in the moment. And when we start to practice being present, our hurts have less control over us. And we have more freedom to choose how we have the freedom to choose how we want to respond to things, which allows us to choose to be happy. See, when we can make a choice on how we're going to respond to something because we've sat in that place, in that space, in the power of pausing, and you all know that I have taught and I teach and I speak about the power in pausing. It allows us to recalibrate and to reshuffle and to fix and to set ourselves differently that we can breathe in and breathe out the negative. But allows us to be present. And to be present means that we are focused in a way that allows us to see things in a clarity that we did not have before. And if you all start to breathe through the moments that are so intense, you may see the clarity that comes into you. You may hear the voice inside of you that is going to help you to be able to overcome and release and let go and forgive and to not bring it back up to heart and mind and to keep on punishing yourself or not to be able to let something go or a hurt or a pain that keeps you tripping up. See, practice mindfulness. And see, in that practicing of mindfulness goes back to our episode on self-compassion. Have you picked up your master keys and started to use them? See, we're going to utilize them so we can start to let go. Telling you, Whisperers, this episode today is pure fire. I wanted to ignite everything in you to drive and to ignite the passion that you have for your life. Ignite the passion for what you want to see better for yourself. Ignite all of your endless possibilities. Ignite the ability to say, no, I am not going to allow my past to dictate my future. Whew. I tell you, letting go feels so freeing. The ladies in the chat box said, I love it. I'm letting go. I'm letting go of everything. The Zoom room is on fire today. Because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Being able to really let go. Being able to feel as if you're in a euphoric space and place. And that doesn't mean that life is always going to have like all like, you know, bubble gum and everything, because that's not life, because life is ebbs and flows. But it's the way that we allow those ebbs and flows to impact us. And see, that's what we're talking about. We're choosing. We're using our master keys in dynamic ways. We're using our master keys to really start to open those chambers, open those corridors, get the secret little boxes unlocked and let go and cleaned out. That's what these master keys are doing for us. So our fourth master key is this. Pay attention. Pay attention very close to the fourth master key. Be gentle with yourself. Wait, what did I say again? Be gentle with yourself. So, doesn't that sound like that self-compassion discussion we had? Doesn't that feel like that self-compassion discussion that we have? Doesn't it taste that self-compassion discussion that we had? Because see, self-compassion is sweet. Self-compassion can be savory. Self-compassion is sultry even. Did you miss our episode just last Friday? Go back and listen to it and go pick up the master keys. Because you need it, and they have to be equipped, and they have to be on your keychain so you can also use them in conjunction with your master keys of letting go. We really learn in that discussion of giving yourself self-compassion. I gave you four of those master keys in that discussion. And everything that we are doing to let go seamlessly go hand in hand with it. And you will see that much of us moving into living happier lives will cohabitate, they'll be cohesive with each other. So each discussion is a layer upon another layer upon another layer. So if we had a cake, this would be like 10 layers. This would be a gigantic cake that we would have. We'd be able to feed a lot of people with this cake. Who doesn't love cake? And when you can't show yourself self-compassion, it leads to dissatisfaction. You get unfulfilled and unhappy. See, Whisperers, our discussions are here for you to go back and draw upon them. And it keeps you developing. It keeps you on that growth mindset pathway that we really invested our time in all of last season to get us to the point to tap in and develop and grow and move into our growth mindset. So if we don't really initiate and ignite and have all of these keys on our keychain, and sometimes the tumbler has to change a little bit and you get the other key because that's the key that goes along with this key and you turn them at the same time and it all starts to work and process at the same time. How many of you have ever been to a safe deposit box and you and the banker have to put your keys in at the same time and you turn them at the same time, then it opens up for you and everything and then you're on your merry way to go in there and look at your box? It's the same thing that we're doing with our master keys. And your fifth master key is this: engage in self-care. Now, Whisperers, I've heard many speak on self-care, and there is some major discrepancies that go on with it. Now, I've listened to several discussions, and I've listened to some speakers speak about self-care as being selfish care, and how you have to steal the time away for yourself. Well, first and foremost, that's not self-care, because self-care is not selfish care, and we don't steal anything for ourselves or steal anything for anyone else. See the negative connotation that was put in there already? So now they want you to put this negativity into a space that is dynamic and beautiful because it teaches you how to love yourself correctly, but because they want it to be selfish. You got to be selfish and think, no, we're not narcissists. We're not selfish. We're caring people. We give of ourselves. That's half of our battle, is because we constantly give, and we have to start to figure out how to take in our own selves into accord that we can be kind and loving to ourselves. And self-care is what starts to initiate the things that we learn in mindfulness, self-compassion, gratitude, giving ourselves being gentle to each other, being gentile to ourselves. It's all of these elements. It's not selfish at all. And so when I hear it, it actually upsets me, because I don't want you all to think, oh, well, I'm being so selfish. No, you're not. No, you're not. So today we strike that word. We strike selfish, and we put self-care into loving, because self-care is loving. Care allows us to reset, refocus, and be better people, so we are equipped to handle the stresses that come in our life. So we are equipped to be able to let go. Let go. See, Whisperers, letting go requires action, like I said. Letting go requires that we do our due diligence, which is a reasonable step-by-step that we do. And reasonable, which means realistic expectations. Letting go means allowing ourselves to experience, feel, smell, ingest happiness. Ingest it. See how sweet it is. Let go. Don't be afraid. We only can move into happiness once we are willing to remove the things that keep tripping us up, and then and only then will we grow. So what are the master keys that you are taking with you? You're going to create a positive mantra to counter the painful thoughts. And don't forget, over the weekend, go to my Instagram page, whispersinabottle_podcast, so you can get your new affirmations. Do your own work, this mindfulness. Be gentle with yourself. Engage in self-care, which is not selfish care. You know, Whisperers, as we continue on our journey, we will fall into really a sweet spot, much like what we did when we started our journey and we went into our journey for that growth mindset. We got into a sweet spot, and we will keep building and moving forward on this pathway so we can be able to accomplish our goals. So it requires that we come back and do our homework. It requires that we come back and get fortified with the conversations and the discussions that are placed here inside of your safe zone. That's why Whispers in a Bottle is here. It's a clear voice amongst the noise. That's what Whispers in a Bottle is. I place my message inside of a bottle, and that proverbial bottle gets thrown out into the airwaves and carried across into your homes, into your ears, into your hearts. And that's why Whispers in a Bottle is here for you. That's why I'm here for you. I'm always excited for us to come in and have these types of discussions. They're powerful. And I just love to be able to build upon them. And I look forward to next week's discussion as well. As you know, it's going to be just as dynamic as this week, because we are moving towards that happiness. You know, this has been wonderful to have the ladies in our private Zoom room. I tell you, ladies who love books, you have been great in our Zoom room. It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you for those that have been live in the chat box here on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate you connecting your message. I love it. I appreciate it. Don't forget that you can come and get social with us. We're on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. We have our Facebook group, which is Whisper in a Bottle. And Twitter is capital WHISPER. BOTTLE. And oh, now I'm also on a new app, which is dynamic. It's called the Wisdom app. And I'm going to be on there on Mondays. And I'm going to be unpacking some new discussions over there. Session 46 will be this Monday at 1 p.m. So if you're on the Wisdom app or you want to join the Wisdom app so you can get in on hearing the discussions, please feel free to do so. As well as on Clubhouse, I'm every other Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, birthing some powerful discussions over there. And like I said, get inside of the newsletter, because there's going to be some major announcements coming. I'm actually going to be introducing a master class, and so you really want to be with either Shifting Mindsets, which is our monthly e-journal, or the Whispers Exchange, which is the newsletter. So please make sure that you're over there. And oh, Whispers, you know, you can now buy your girl a cup of coffee. Yes, I'm on the great app, Buy Me a Coffee. So there's a live link on the description box, I believe. And also in there, we're thinking about making memberships. And so if we make a membership, we would love to know if you would like that, because then what we'll do is that we'll do some live discussions, one-on-one Q&As with me, and have that kind of set up on a monthly basis with inside of Buy Me a Coffee, so which is great. So, you know, I'm always excited about new things and new possibilities coming about. I want to give a shout out to a business partner who is about to go in for surgery. She is dynamic in her business. She is April the Loveologist. She's doing some great things in your dating life. If you're looking for interracial dating, go join the the Authentic Love Academy, authentic with a Q at the end, Authentic Love Academy. She's got some great things going on. We just wish you a quick recovery and a safe surgery, and we're so glad to have you a part of the Whisperers community. And everyone that always shows up, comes in, and supports us, we thank you so much. So don't forget, if you need my services, my calendar is always in the description box. Go in there. It's a free 30-minute consultation. Grab you an appointment. I look forward to working with you all. And you know what, everyone? Please be safe. Make sure you check on your family members, check on your loved ones, those that may need you, and also do the necessary work. Come back and listen to this episode and take your master keys away with you. All right, everyone. I'm Sonia Lorray, your lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Hope you have a good weekend.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Lorray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.